Last week during the Eucharistic service, the second service, I was wearing a favorite pair of shoes that I've had for 10 or 12 years. I got them when I was in seminary. And as if I need more complications in my ability to walk, during the service, one of the heels came off the shoe. And it turns out they cannot be repaired this time. They don't make them anymore. And I've been pouting for a week. And I'm refusing to move on because I want that pair of shoes. Now, this attitude is destructive and hampering enough if we're talking about the soles of our shoes. But it can be even more dangerous and crippling when we're talking about that attitude with regard to the souls of our beings. If we cling too fiercely to what we once had, to what once was, we can obstruct our own view of what we are to do next. We can obstruct our view of truth that is in front of us right now by clinging to the past and insisting, but I want to be back there. Our gospel story today has the people from Jesus' hometown obviously uncomfortable with what he had become and with what he proclaimed. They probably preferred the old Jesus. They wanted to stay in the past. They did not want to move on and see what was possible in the future. And so they asked, is this not the carpenter? The son of Mary? The people around Jesus at that time and the people who gather in Jesus' name these days, we are often willing to ignore or discount a life-altering eternal truth in order to cling to low expectations and in order to avoid the wholesale spiritual transformation Jesus proclaims. After all, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? In other words, I don't want to change. I liked him better when he was building my table. We don't need to subject ourselves to the discomfort of listening to this man and his challenging truths. We don't need to change our position, our way of life. The people then chose or tried to choose staying with the past, even though that approach was no longer productive or tenable. We do, as human beings, have a tendency to focus and pine away for the way things used to be. We often prefer the status quo to a challenging truth that would change us. We focus on what once was, and we miss real and profound truths being given to us in the changing present. We prefer to live in the past with its frozen and low expectations and its lack of forgiveness for hurts. We want so much to hang on to what we already think we know that we give up the opportunity to have our lives and our souls transformed by Jesus and God's truth. We miss the truth, partly out of fear of changing, partly out of social or intellectual snobbery, partly out of the need to stay comfortable in our assumptions and expectations. The people around Jesus that day had what they knew to be the facts of Jesus. They knew his past, they knew his occupation, they knew his family, where he had lived, and so with these facts, they thought they had grasped all that was important, so they didn't need to hear the challenge of transformation he was bringing. We also fail to see the truth sometimes because of what one author calls the obstacle of the familiar. Often, the more we have seen of something or someone, the less able we are to see it at all. And in our fear and our hyper-familiarity, we miss profound truths. One of the commentators on this passage says, all of it misses the truth that the meaning of a thing is never to be found in its origins, but in what it becomes at its best. To ignore origins requires humility and courage. We often use a person's origins to discount them and to give ourselves permission to tune out the uncomfortable truth they're trying to tell us. In our current society, I would say origins are much more than just family or hometown. They include viewpoint, political party, past. Those are the origins of a person that we are very often willing to discount so that we don't have to change. We miss truths because we discount the credibility and the credentials of the person speaking it. But why in general do we confine our apprehension of the truth to already formed expectations? Why assume that someone who has hurt or failed us before cannot bring us truth now? I believe that our effort to stay in the past and to be even unforgiving about the past validates us. It makes us feel superior. But the other side of the coin is that staying in the past prevents embracing God's grace. I have read what I consider a very profound truth, which is that harboring resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. If we continue to live in the past, we really don't hurt that other person. We hurt ourselves. We cripple ourselves and our ability to hear truths in the present. We cripple our ability to move onward and upward. We do great harm to our ability to see and our ability to experience the joy God offers. What we once had, our desire to cling stubbornly to what once was, obstructs our view of God's transformative truth. We need to listen without assumption and without expectation. We need to forgive. For forgiveness is a way of moving on and no longer letting the past hamper us in the present and future. Forgiveness this day is giving up the idea of going back to perfect the past. And forgiveness allows us to find this wisdom that imperfection in the past allowed us to find within ourselves or around us God's mercy and God's grace. It takes courage and humility to let go of the imperfect past, to let it remain imperfect and move on. It takes courage to listen to someone we'd like to discount as having no credibility, especially if they speak something uncomfortable. It takes courage to hear truth in the present because we have to let go of animosity, prejudice, expectations, and favored and long entrenched positions. But as Christians, we believe in redemption and we believe in resurrection. And we can hear those truths in our present day if we stop clinging to the past in order to validate ourselves and excuse ourselves from the transformation Jesus brings us. God wants us to let go of the past. God wants us in the present to have new souls that will last forever.